Hey everybody, this is Spooning, the variety show, nothing at the same time. We are three recent college grads living in the Twin Cities, coming at you every week with sports, satire, and more. I'm Dan.
I'm Noah.
And I'm Cal.
We're going to start off, per usual, with highs and lows. Noah, do you want to kick us off?
Let's start with low, just because it was kind of took over my day. I lost my driver's license. Big hit. I feel like Dan loses some things, so I feel like he could chime in on the pain of
for
doing
sure.
So.
I just like to say what I heard. I lost my and I thought you were gonna say job today. Oh. So it should, like, I thought you were gonna just hit us with that bomb. Like,
I
right
would
away.
Probably not.
And like both
that,
of us,
I probably wouldn't put them on a podcast because the mood would be totally.
I was gonna say both of us would just like shut down for the rest.
Oh no, you take it away.
It pulled nice into the
sorry.
Advice
section. Yeah, advice would be, how is Noah going to get his life back on the rails? Anywho, I lost my driver's license and I realized I had lost it at a bar. So I was like, I'm sorry, I have no ID. Plot twist, I look and my global entry card, which is like TSA pre-check for anywhere in the world, is in my wallet. And it is an acceptable form of ID. I looked it up and I showed the guy because he didn't believe me.
Wow.
Just to get one beer. I don't know what that says about me. So that was pretty devastating. And then high, just the Wolves in general. I am now a season ticket holder. They're currently 7-4. I'll have more on them later, but it's just been fun going to the games and almost expecting a win and then many times getting one as opposed to, you know, if you beat the Pacers by 2 and getting excited last year. So, yeah.
Cool.
So glad to hear that you just lost it through misplacing and not through any law breaking activities. The driver's license, I mean.
Yes. Oh yeah. Yeah. I have no job and now I can't drive the car.
Lost my job, my girlfriend.
Might be getting a whiskey plate next.
Yes.
But
my high is.
Yeah.
About a quarter on this week. Anyway.
Right. So my high for this week would be that I met up with my old college roommates for a Juicy Lucy at the 5-8, which is, if you don't know, is one of the two main homes for Juicy Lucy.
First, is it Matt's?
And Matt's Bar.
For our non-Minnesota listeners, could you explain what a Juicy Lucy is? Because I did not know until like 3 weeks
ago. So the Juicy Lucy is a groundbreaking culinary concept where the cheese,
could not have said it better.
The cheese on the burger is on the inside and not on the outside. So when you bite in, it's kind of a gooey explosion in your mouth.
And it's a dangerous experience sometimes.
It is.
You bite in and you get stung.
You can't go too early.
The molten cheese.
Yeah, don't take too big of a bite on that first one. You just gotta air out the inside for a little bit.
My dad makes it a mean Juicy Lucy.
That was delightful. My low of the week would probably be that my 3-on-3 team lost its second straight game. My recreation league 3-on-3 team. So the format of the league is full court 3-on-3s with no 3-pointers. So
this is my dream.
It's me
this
and
this is my dream league.
That is that it'd be a perfectly awful. For you. It's terrible for me and Lucheski since we're so undersized.
Yes.
The other teams kind of just pack the paint and we're not getting the bang for our buck and we
is
shoot
there
those
a 3-point line
yeah,
on
why?
The court? Like what
it's not
this
full court like the normal
do you
way.
Have to wear really
it's when
short
you use
shorts,
the crappy
dude.
Side hoops.
Oh, the side hoops.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so they didn't
so
want
they
to
like
do
lift
the
up the good hoops and then they make you play.
It's actually kind of a smart way to do with small spaces, but also adjust the game enough that it's not
yeah,
exactly
the hoops
basketball.
Are kind of janky, but
so wait, are they like peach baskets with the bottom cut out?
Basically,
oh, yeah.
Do you have like short shorts on? Are you allowed to jump? Do jump shots or do set shots?
No jump shots. No, definitely no dunking. Or
no shot clock. Kind of like a 6-2 ball game.
Yeah, exactly. You got to just take the air out of the ball when you're on offense. And you got
to
really be rebounding because there's not going to be that many rebounds. Like if you get out rebounded like 3-1, it's pretty bad.
You're either George Mikan or you're not.
I feel like you're transitioning from the NBA to like or to the NFL to like Arena Football League, like going from St. Olaf Intramurals to this new league. How will it play out for Calvin?
But it's like taking like you're going from like modern to like the Pat. Like that was
he has grown back in time.
Yeah, it's like no 3-point shot. It's funny.
That's great.
Yeah, so that's it for me.
Alrighty. So my low of the week, I have two. The first one's pretty quick. We talked last week about potentially going to the Timberwolves game. It was the under on the 1.5 people. No one wanted to go. I was very adamant I was very adamant that I wanted to see Dirk Nowitzki, you know, play for potentially the last time of his career. You know,
Hopefully the last time of his career.
I could have told...
This man needs to retire.
I could have told, you know, my kids, my grandkids, that I saw Dirk play live. But alas, one of our mutual friends is a negative Nancy of sorts. So we stayed in. But I actually watched the game in a bar with Cal. Who besides me? Jacob.
Oh, okay.
So, but we still went to a bar, and that was fun. Watch the game there.
Shout out Willie's. Willie McCoy's.
Yeah.
I need to hit up more of the suburban bars.
Yeah, I was going to say, Chaska Nightlife is pretty cool. I would say I
love people watching, so.
Like 35 to 50 comprised of about everybody in that bar.
Okay.
Indeed. Yeah. And it was very difficult Friday to night? Get the T-Wolves game.
Saturday.
I think it was Saturday.
Yeah, but
Saturday
weekend, night. Nonetheless. Yeah. At bars, it's always crazy asking people to turn on a game.
I mean, because there was a Wild game
40 minutes later.
Okay. Oh. But here, yeah. It's like, we walk in, and there's a, you know, there was a women's volleyball game on. Like,
oh, yes.
Gophers women's volleyball was on, like, as we went in. And, like, three screens Wild.
You should top five in the nation.
And we switched. They were playing Wisconsin, so that's a rivalry game. Mm. But the screen we switched from, it was like Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Like
TCU football or something.
You're just
like
classic,
that.
Like national game that's like, on in the background.
No, like.
Not even the top one, because like Alabama, LSU was on.
Yeah. Like, it was like two non ranked like teams, but like semi high profile. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And they just. So we got the Wolves game on eventually, but
that's amazing.
Strange. So that'll be my low. My high is. So I work at a big organization. I'm going to leave the name omitted. But I work at a big company with many floors and many cubicles. And I have to wear a suit every day for work. And that's not my favorite thing to do. So I like to jazz it up a little bit. So I've started Bowtie Thursday. You know, every day, every Thursday, people come in.
I heard about this before just now.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So I got about like maybe 12 people on my floor to be doing this with me, so it's like catching on. Like
turnout.
Yeah, it's getting there. Wednesday is Wacky Wednesday, so I wear just like kind of like weird pants and
the golfer pants.
Yeah, golfer. Yeah, like golfer pants. Perfect. And just kind of like maybe like a really like I wore like a bright teal tie and like burgundy pants on Wednesday. So it was just like. I've been called the most flamboyant dresser in the office before, let's just say that.
Compliment.
I agree. So then Tuesday was my new addition this week, and I didn't tell anyone beforehand, but it was Turtleneck Tuesday. So I wore a turtleneck under my suit jacket.
So that was almost like the big reveal of Turtleneck Tuesday?
Exactly.
Okay. Wacky Wednesday, there's a lot to keep up with, and Bow Tie Thursday?
Yeah.
Need some alliteration there. Were they brought out by like you starting doing it first, or were you like next Wednesday, next Thursday, I'm gonna do these things?
Those were started by me, and you know you get those people who are like who are right to my cause, you know, right behind Dan. Like
mm-hmm.
I picked out a couple of people in the office and like dedicated you know a lot of my recruiting time to.
Might
them.
Be a little nervous, but they're doing it for you.
Yeah, they're doing it for me. So you know, I started with the people who got hired with me because I'm the closest with them. And we'll see. Turtleneck Tuesday might not. Take off pretty soon, but I heard some rumblings in the office that
okay.
But anyways, it was a big success. People were excited.
That's
so
awesome. That's actually awesome. Yeah.
I like.
So if you're gonna get your hickeys, get it on Monday night.
All right. Let's get into our next segment. Cal, take us off.
Yes, this is the second edition of Legit or Fake Shit.
People begging for it.
That's a working title. I couldn't think of anything better. Just.
I love it.
I
know, it's great.
Very pro that title.
I'm in.
So let's begin. We have three stories yet again this week. Our first story, a woman named Tequila accused of OWI, which I had to look up. It's operating while intoxicated. I've never seen that particular phrasing.
I think Wisconsin is it.
And crashing into three cars. So here's a little bit of the background of that story. A local woman named Tequila Jefferson was accused of crashing her 2006 Dodge Charger into three parked vehicles across from the Children's Museum before fleeing on foot and being caught in some nearby bushes.
It's gotta be real, right?
For some reason, the Dodge Charger detail really sold me.
That it was real?
That was real. That was real. Okay. Like, I don't know.
That's funny because I actually had the opposite reaction. When I heard Dodge Charger, it's like, that sounds like oniony.
Okay. Just fits the mold too much?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like there's a lack of onion-like language, so I'm going to go with real.
No, I think it's real. I think it could definitely be possible.
So we're both going with real on that.
Yeah.
And I can confirm that it is real. Yes. I also thought when I saw a 2006 Dodge Charger that sounded like onion, like that's an onion type of detail. But you guys saw right through that, so nicely done. Okay, our second story. Dan, you might be interested in this story. So, some researchers at Boston University, here we go. The title of the article is, Album as Good as Sgt. Pepper's comes out at least once a month. So this is a hot take from some researchers at Boston University. And, you know, they say, as groundbreaking as Sgt. Pepper's was, they say that there's an album that comes out every week, or every 4 weeks, I should say, that's at least as good as that. Or has a song that's at least at the quality of, like, a Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds song. But overcrowding on sites like Spotify and just difficulty, like, getting publicity has meant that they haven't quite lived up to the recognition. So, what do we think of that?
A little bit of discussion around this before we even say real or fake.
Yeah, just like how does one calculate quality of a song using like?
But then also, research study. It's an interesting thought though, because think of how much stuff is posted to Spotify. Mm-hmm. When you're an up and coming band, and you've kind of found your groove finally, and you put out a song, it's not going to be on like the top 40 playlists that they have and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I could see what they're getting at, but wouldn't that have also happened back in the day with like other bands besides the Beatles?
Yeah, here's my retort to that would be like the Beatles when they did Sgt. Pepper's, that's 1966 or 67. Like, they didn't have computers. They were like cutting tapes, you know, and putting them together. And like.
Okay. Like, there's definitely more people in the music scene now.
And so there's more people in the music scene. You can buy a $200 app on your Mac and you can have like an excellent like recording studio and like people playing drums for you like electronically. So I think it's real because if the listeners who don't know me, I'm a big Beatles nerd, and the reason why Sgt. Pepper was such a landmark album was not because, I mean, it's a really, really good album, but it's just like it's really good because it changed the game. You know, it's not like like, I think viewed side by side with a lot of other albums, like, I could see that being true. But it's just, it, like, revolutionized the whole thing to make those albums possible.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think it's real.
I think it's real. And then I think I actually agree with the statement, but it's kind of in a different way.
See, that's really interesting, because this is actually from the Onion Variety section.
Oh.
What?
It's all right, I think
the title of the segment has this word.
So I kind of described it in a way that wouldn't give it away, but when you read the funny thing that Onion always does is they say the time frame in like different ways, but it's the exact same thing. So they're like, instead of like a month, they'll say every 30 days.
Oh,
like,
okay. Yeah, another you said every 4 weeks. Like, okay, yeah. A month.
Every 1/12th of the year, another album as good as Sgt. Pepper's is released. So, yeah, that is from the Onion Variety. So, that's interesting, though. It started a thought-provoking discussion there.
And I think it could even still be true. Obviously, the research there, but
I think it's possible. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I don't know if they've discovered the research projection techniques on deciding how good songs are compared to one another.
It's pretty subjective.
Okay, so here we go. Our last story. Here's the headline. Catholic priests must stop calling bishops spineless nerds. That's the headline.
Where to begin?
In this latest struggle for power in the unstable Catholic Church hierarchy, priests have abandoned the veiled shots under contrived biblical pretenses and their fellow leaders in the bishops and have resorted to the Sunday school insults that can be heard all around the world. What are your thoughts on that one?
Daniel?
You go first.
So what was the insult again?
Yeah, spineless nerds. Catholic priests must stop calling bishops spineless nerds.
I don't think a priest would say that. Well, Okay. I mean, the Catholic Church, but that's a whole other podcast.
see us next week.
Yeah. Whole season of podcast.
Special on Tuesday. I'm going to go with true because I think it's true. It's just so
I don't
odd.
Have like a good argument why I think it's true. It's just it's just kind of like intuition.
I'm sorry. I don't have much for this
We're
one.
We're both saying true. Yeah. It is true. Okay, I can't confirm. So I kind of like made up that little description about it, but some of the real stuff from the article was the abbot of Glenstall actual quote was that bishops aren't that bad. And another insult they were lodging at the bishops is that they're sycophantic half-wits. Sycophantic
half-wits. This is my repertoire.
Yeah. Sycophantic half-wits.
I'm using that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have it written down?
I might have misspelled it. That's why it's either sycophantic. I think it's sycophantic half-wits. And the complaint the priest had apparently was that there's no consistency and how church priests that are accused of some kind of wrongdoing are treated by the higher-ups of the Catholic hierarchy. So I thought that was a pretty funny one, because it brings a smile to my face to imagine a priest calling someone a spineless nerd.
So I don't even know what the definition of this word means.
Okay.
Behaving or done in a obsequious way in order to gain advantage.
See, that's one of those circular definitions where now we have to look
at it's gonna like look at the definition of that. It's gonna be like doing something in a syncopatic
obedient or attentive to an excessive or servile degree. Doesn't help me either.
So I guess they're saying they're brainwashed, kind of. Okay. Is what I'm getting at there.
If anyone wants to go down
if you
want to
call in with
back
like
to
a
us
definition on that.
We'll be introducing our Word of the Week segment.
Should have been an English teacher.
But, I mean, spineless nerds gets their point across.
I think.
So that was legit or fake shit. Once again, we went 2 out of 3 on that.
What we're learning is Cal might actually be fake shit by altering each of these.
Yeah,
I do alter them a little bit just to, put a little bit of doubt in there.
It makes it tough. I like it.
The real ones I just kind of, rewrite in a different way. The onion one, I got to change the language slightly to.
Yeah, 1/12 of a year.
Yeah, that's it for legit or fake shit.
Next up is the advice segment. Last week we talked about a relationship question. This week we're going to go on a little different route. Here's the title of the person in help. Can I get a fake name? Let's do first name from Cal.
Is it a female?
It's a male.
It's a male.
He's from Los Angeles.
It's a male.
Derek.
Laquan.
Derek Laquan writes. Got two
first names there, Derek.
Got two effed up New Year's and ... saved a pigeon ... please help. That's the title. Hey friends, was downtown Los Angeles and saved a wounded pigeon. His name is now Bert the Bird. He's currently in my bathtub with fresh eggs and water to keep him surviving. Do I have bird flu now? WTF do I do with him? He's hopping on one leg, but wings seem to be in good condition. Please help. Thank you, Derek, for the submission. So quite a conundrum for Derek here.
I think it's important to point out that we're not veterinarians of any kind or doctors.
We are not licensed professionals in any
exactly.
sense.
But I think there's little doubt that he does have bird flu. I mean,
I think that Derek, I don't think you have bird flu.
No, just kidding, so Derek. You don't have bird flu.
We can cross that one off the
he
list.
He also might be a psychopath by feeding a bird eggs. Hopefully they're not bird eggs.
Right, that was another thing. perhaps that's the pigeon's eggs.
Quote, if you want to eggs be cannibal, and water fine, to keep Derek. Him surviving.
Survive. With a little apostrophe after the end.
Okay.
The least of his worries were keeping this bird alive. He was so confident that eggs and water would keep this bird up and running. It was more about him getting but bird flu.
What would you do if you woke up and there's just like a wounded pigeon in your like bathtub? You know, what?
There's 7 better options than what he did.
Okay, but so give him.
I'd
what
probably
does he do
have
now?
To
call the city or animal control.
That's easier than I thought.
I'd probably just with birds. I feel like once they're wounded, it's really tough for them to.
Oh, so you're saying pull the plug?
I'm thinking. pull the plug.
You know, I didn't want to say it. I was thinking it, but but yeah, that's kind of my plan B.
Like, if it's relying on your eggs and water to just keep going,
you guys have surprised me. It's a wounded bird.
Bert the bird.
Bert. Yeah. His name is Bert. He has a name. Obviously, this guy has some sort of emotional connection to this bird. He wants to save him. I say give the bird a couple days. Give him some, you know, corn. Like, okay. I mean, it's the least one can do, you know, is rent out a bathtub for a pigeon. Perhaps the pigeon has potential children on it, so I'm unclear on that.
This sounds like a Craigslist listing of when someone has, like, a phone that is basically unusable, mm-hmm. but they're trying to pass it off as workable. He's hopping on one leg, but wings seem to be in good condition. Like, this isn't your kid's Xbox. This is a live bird.
I'm pretty sure it sounds like he's selling the bird.
Yeah. Like, please, I don't want this. Does anybody else want bird?
If its wings were in good condition, it would not be sticking around, like, to be eating eggs, I don't think. It'd be flying out of there, leg or not.
So I guess we have to give this man some clear-cut advice.
Yeah.
I'm going to say let Bert go, because you're probably doing Bert more harm than good, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem there's many predators, like, anyways. Like, so if he has a wounded leg, like, I don't think he's going to heal any faster in said bathtub.
No.
Right?
No.
Are you saying pigeons in LA are, like, top dog?
Well, I'm just saying. There's no, like, lions. There's no lions rolling down the street killing pigeons.
If it really can't fly or walk, I think it's time to...
Well, the wings are in good condition, Carol.
That's hard to believe, man. It's hard to believe.
And he's hopping on one leg.
Okay, first of all, how did he get this pigeon into his bathtub?
It's eating its own kind.
But there's no need for a backstory. He needs this bird to be helped. There's no time for how he met this pigeon. Got too fucked.
New Year's was somewhere also in there.
Got too fucked New Year's.
So he's saying he wouldn't have done it if he wasn't under the influence of alcohol.
And saved a pigeon.
So
I like, yeah. Saved a pigeon. Like, he wants to save the pigeon. I say, you know, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter if it's in the wild or not. So, like, if you want to boost your ego a little bit.
He seems burdened by the pigeon, though. So I think it's just best that...
You know, people have made worse mistakes under the influence.
It's like those breakups, you know. It's good for both.
Yeah.
It's time to move on for birds.
Mutually beneficial.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Derek, it's time. Yeah, you got to move on from Bert.
Yeah. Maybe with the large rock dropping out of it.
Okay.
What? You sound like last week's boyfriend.
Mm.
That callback.
Is he? I didn't know he was murdering.
He's just sociopathic.
Oh, is there an update? Did we get something? Did we mail in our advice?
How's Cheryl Richardson doing?
Is there a response? Cheryl Richardson.
So that has been the advice segment. We're going to get right into sports now.
Slash Icelandic basketball.
Okay, let's do it. Should we start with the Icelandic basketball?
Yeah.
So there wasn't much of an update, given that there was no games in between.
So it's kind of difficult because my team did have a game today. The website doesn't quite update in time, but I can give just a really brief update.
Please,
because the website was Icelandic, so I had to translate it and didn't really get through very well. But they won.
Nice.
They're near the top of the table. They have 8 points right now. 10 to stall, that is. Just like the most... the thing that shocked me the most was the attendance at the game. I want you guys to guess how many fans are at the game.
I love this. I mean... Reykjavik, right? Is where a lot of these teams are located. You don't have to tell me the game is there. I'm going to guess it was...
There's 300,000 people in Iceland.
Yes.
And like 200,000 in Minneapolis, the city itself. I think like 1,100 would be like a clutch showing.
That would be big if they got 1,100. Yeah. I'm thinking more like 850. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
250 people.
Yeah, you know what? As soon as I said that, I'm like, wait. Never.
1,100? That would be like a...
Well, okay, but like, they think about like they have like actually some legitimate dudes. Yeah. Like, this isn't, okay, it's not a great league by any imagination, but it's like the top league of Iceland.
Yeah.
It's probably like one of the only things kind of going on. They got some
They
got some D1
players. Our Icelandic listeners are going to be just roasting you for that, but
I'm sure there's like some great hikes. But like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I do.
Sports wise. And they got some D1 players. Like, the guy played at Delaware State and was like kind of legit.
Mm-hmm. So I wonder if it's because the allegiances are so split since they're all in like the same city. So
you kind of like your 5-block neighborhood.
Yeah, you're dividing the city into like 10 different teams.
It's like having like an uptown basketball team. Yeah. You're right. Even probably like smaller groups.
I would love to just like our intramural team versus like one of these teams. Like, would we
trash?
Like,
yeah, we would get wrecked. Really? I'm pretty sure.
Like, I mean, because the other they're guys are huge. Hanging with the guys who played D1s. Yeah, that means they're...
What about...
They're legitimate.
What about the St. Olaf D3 basketball team?
I think you'd have, a game. Because the D1 guys are all,
I'm still taking the Icelandic
lower-level D1 guys.
Yeah, I'm still taking
and then the rest of the Icelandic guys are probably D3.
Okay. Yeah.
So, it'd be interesting. We could fly them out. Preseason game.
I was thinking, we should, like, when we, like, start doing fundraising and, like, everything like that, like, GoFundMe, like...
Blown up.
Everything is, like, for us to go to Iceland for, like, the championship.
Oh,
you know, that's
and
what,
and we're very explicit about it. Like, we don't have that many hosting costs. We really don't need that much money, but we want to
go to this game. We want to report. We could even, like, tweet at, like, we should, like, if we made a Twitter account, like we tweet at, like, this league.
Wait, do these teams have a Twitter account? Because, like, spam an account like this, there's, like, what? 1,100 followers or something, like, they'll know about us.
Yeah, I'm sure, like, the D1 players over there, you know, have accounts.
Oh, you know what? That's probably true.
Ooh, get sponsored by Thor AK.
Yeah.
Thor.
Ask them some questions about the team, like, the matchup. Like, they might actually respond, too.
It would be, like, a Skype interview with them? I can...
Yeah.
I don't know. Just a thought.
Okay.
Getting carried away here. So my team, last week, won. Lost by a significant margin. plot twist. Marquise carried us. I think we talked about that. Do you know what these two, like, by the player's name, it's like 201-91? Is it like their career record?
Yeah, I don't know. I was wondering about that.
The site's perfect with,
so,
like,
is it like 91?
You should explain it for the listeners.
So it says American Marquise Oliver, 201-91. Kind of like how we would display a win-loss record. College, Delaware State. Produced 17 points and 18 rebounds. But I don't think he's played 300 games of Icelandic basketball.
No.
So
is that his height and weight in some way?
Ooh, I think it is.
Is it like his height in centimeters and his weight in kilos or something?
I think it's weight in pounds.
Weight in pounds.
And then centimeters height.
Oh, yeah.
Boom.
There you go.
Teamwork. Anyway, we got smacked. KR was the best team last year.
It's still kind of weird to list his height and weight after.
Yes, very odd.
Because if you, like, were actually interested in following, would they do that every time they talked about him, just list his height and weight? Kind of weird.
We lost by 25. KR shot over 50%. That was really the dagger.
The dominoes league.
And then Thor AK went 19 and 49 from two. it's easy to see why we
it's surprising because they were like solidly middle of the table last year, you know.
Yeah, we intentionally picked
middle that's not table. Analytical basketball is what that is.
I know.
49 shots from two.
No, that is
we
not
should tweet it though.
Very Andrew Wiggins like basketball. I might send some sabermetrics their way.
Yeah, they can use it.
Marquise is just he is the team, but he's not enough. So devastating.
Yeah, what can I tell you guys about Thor Loxhoff in basketball? Well, we didn't have a game this last week, but in our last game that we did have, we lost by, I think it was 98-79 to one of the Thors or something.
I think it was my Thor, but we'll see.
And one of the key stats was that we managed to give up 62 points in the paint. So that was alarming. We barely scored more than 62, and they got 62 in the paint. So some really bad interior defense was happening. I'm blaming Snorri for that one.
Yeah,
Snorri. That's his area.
Bench only produced 16 points.
Oof.
Yikes.
That is like throwback T-Wolf stats right there.
No.
Ouch.
Bueno.
Yeah, it was rough. I don't think there's any coming back for Thor in the overall
Yeah,
scheme.
I'm just hoping you guys don't get relegated at this point.
I mean,
it's... Like, if they get relegated...
The R word? Don't say that.
Like, if they get relegated, do you keep following them in, like, League 2?
Is
like,
there a website?
Or do they just cease to exist at that
you gotta
point?
You got to be sending like, letters to them D1. At that point to see how it's going. Like, because
telegraph us the results.
Yeah.
If there's 250 at, like Division 1, like, I'd love to see, like, Division 2 game. Like, are there more fans than players?
It has to be played in, like, a legit, like, Skoglund gym at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no way it isn't. Like a YMCA.
Yeah.
If that.
Agreed.
Maybe they go across court like Cal.
Yeah.
No threes, just twos.
While the real game's going down in the real hoops, you're going across.
Ooh.
That's right.
Perfect.
Yeah, so we're 10th in the table right now. Out of 12.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's bad.
Bottom three, go down.
Yeah, I think that's how it works. Yeah.
Tindastol. Okay. Tied for first with the four other teams.
Let's go.
So wait, I just hit D1, and then all these new teams just popped up.
I think it's like if you think about the Premier League, like it's Premier League and then it's like Championship League, you know?
There's two leagues. I would love to see this last place team in D1, or D2, as we could say. All right, that's all I have. So.
Yeah, let's move forward.
Oh, we have some updates from the bets we made last week.
Oh, yes. Sort of forgot.
Actually, I forgot what your bet was. No, I think it was Old Dominion, though. Wasn't it something about Old Dominion? Or was that
Let's go with Old Dominion.
Okay, I got to look up the score of Old Dominion real quick. But while someone looks up the score of Old Dominion, I can tell you that my bet of Cincy beating Tulane straight up came true. 17-16 Bearcats. They were 6.5-point underdogs. Also, Dan bet against Idaho State.
This doesn't sound good.
And for UC Davis by default. And I can't remember what the exact line was, but UC Davis definitely covered. 56-17.
Yeah, it was even.
Was it even?
Ooh. Well, I think there might have been just no line because it like
it wasn't. UC yeah, Irvine wasn't getting bet on it.
Yeah,
56-17 though. Idaho State got absolutely trounced. So if you went with our bets, you're at least 2 out of 3. 6-0.
Breaking news.
Oh man,
Old Dominion against all odds.
What was that?
Winning
line
6
on that?
Zip.
Oh my goodness.
The line was what? Old Dominion by 10. But they didn't even score enough points to get over the line. I believe I took a different team, but this game needs to be highlighted.
You probably did take a different team. I can't remember what it was.
6-0 over Charlotte. Yeah,
hopefully you guys didn't bet on Old Dominion to cover, because they did not.
That is tough.
Yeah. What about that Old Dominion defense, though? My goodness.
Stingy,
just
to say the least.
Locked down. The recap is like 3 paragraphs, so... I don't think there's much more to be said about this game, to be honest.
So hopefully you guys took our bets, because we were pretty, at least 2 out of 3.
Yeah, we're hot.
Decently successful.
We should sell our picks to fundraise.
I think we should stop here, you know? That's when, like...
Just go out on top.
Yeah, exactly.
If only we knew that in Vegas.
I did put my life savings on Cincy over Tulane, so I really don't need to be fitting.
That's deep.
We still have $80 there waiting from one of our bets when we went over spring break, so...
The ticket is in my wallet.
Did you want to talk some Timberwolves?
I did. I would love to talk some Timberwolves.
Let's do that.
So given my new expertise as a season ticket holder and watching the last 11 games, I've been quite pleased by just the effort at the end in clutch games. It seems like we've been able to pull out a few wins by a couple points here and there. But when we lose, we lose hard.
Yeah, you guys dropped an egg.
Pacers was awful. I was at the game with Tyler, and to be that close to a terrible loss was pretty bad.
I was at that Pacers game as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
And then recently the Golden State game. But I don't mind that as much. Like, Golden State's an all-star team. We were away on a road trip, and, you know, they've had a few more years to gel with older players where we're kind of a jumble of new guys and everything.
There's one bad quarter in that game. We're 51-50 down at halftime, and then a 44-point outburst from the Warriors in the third kind of put us away. Okay.
Our defense is probably bottom 5 in the league, and our offense is probably, like, top 10.
So, about that, like, Thibodeau, like, he comes here, like, supposedly, like, the best defensive coach in the league, and I just have not seen any results.
I still think we have the guys for it. I mean, like, it's no surprise to anyone that Cat is a bad defender. Wiggins is a bad defender.
Why
Crawford
is it a surprise
is an
that,
offensive mind.
Why is it a surprise that Cat's a bad defender? I feel like he has all the tools to be a good one.
But he's just never shown it. So I'm saying it's not like he was like a great defender the last 2 years, and then all of a sudden he just like dropped the ball. Like Butler's a great defender, but he was out a couple of games, and that's when we dropped it all.
Yeah, we lost the two games where Shabazz Muhammad was in the starting lineup and not Butler.
Shabazz is probably one of my least favorite players ever.
Just so. Baz, right?
He wants to be just changing the name.
It's not legally yet.
To Just Baz. Probably the most one of the like most inefficient players I've ever seen.
Quite a hurdle.
Wiggins can get up there sometimes, but he eventually produces.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're 22nd in margin of victory, even though we're 7-4. So it just kind of shows that we win by a little bit and lose by a lot.
Which is a complete reversal from last year.
Yeah, last year our margin of victory, I think, was like 15th. Like, it was middle of the road, and our record was kind of like 22nd.
I remember early on last year, like, they were like 0-9 in games decided by less than like 2 points, mm-hmm. or like 4 points or something like that.
So it's kind of like a good news, bad news thing, because it's good that we're winning these clutch games, but it's also, it feels like we could easily lose 4 in a row or something, given what we're doing.
I think it's a direct result from losing Ricky Rubio and gaining Jeff Teague and Jimmy Buckets. Like,
the clutch factor's there.
Like, Ricky Rubio, I think he's a great player, but he just did not have that it factor, you know? Like, I was watching, I forget which game it was. I think it was Thunder, maybe. But Butler just took over in that fourth quarter, just, like, willed the Wolves to victory. And, like, we have not had that in a long time.
And I think you can give some credit to the fact that some people are saying that Butler is, even though he's kind of like our, you could even say that he's like our third or fourth guy right now, just kind of, you know, points and activity. But I think he's kind of taking a backseat just to be that defender and leader on the team. I mean, obviously Wiggins and Towns can take care of a lot of scoring. So I don't mind his role too much right now. I'm kind of an analytics nerd, but I try not to use him too much because I think there's intangibles out there, especially with Butler. But Butler's actually fifth on our team in value over replacement player. It goes Towns, Taj Gibson, Teague, Belly, and then Butler. So I think it's actually interesting to discuss because there's a lot of kind of like...
Yeah, speaking of intangibles, Taj Gibson, because you look at his stat lines and you're like, oh, this guy's just a scrub or something. Mm-hmm. But
if you look at it like adjusted for a few other things, it's not... He doesn't excel in one category, but it's the fact that he like rebounds, doesn't turn the ball over, gets a few assists here and there, shoots efficiently. Like, he does just the boring stuff where I think Wiggins gets too much credit for taking way too many shots.
And just not... terrible defender, you know?
Yeah. So
it's just like him on defense makes everyone else worse on defense, or Taj is the opposite.
I think we need a little more Taj in our lineup. A little more balance.
Yeah.
More.
Wiggins is a little languid in the beginning games, maybe.
Hey-o.
It seems like when the pressure is on, that's when he like gets another gear of effort going.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's had a couple of like pick a
basketball. He can get a little syncopatic too, I think.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Tim's brainwashing him.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, then I just wanted to say, like, Butler with the intangibles, even though he's, like, fifth on our team, according to this stat, I think he does a lot more. I mean, just showing what happened when he wasn't there versus when he was.
And is Bielitsa, is he, like, in the top of the NBA in three-point percentage?
Yeah, he's just shooting out of his mind. Yeah. That's why he kind of pops up and stuff like that.
It's crazy.
So who knows if that'll kind of burst eventually.
Yeah, I've written a couple of blog posts about the T-Wolves, which is like some stats.
Hey, Cal, what's your blog?
It's themnsportsreport.com. Check it out. But we are dead last in the NBA in field goal percentage allowed.
So I didn't catch the name, Cal. What was
that? Yeah. It's themnsportsreport.com. We just had a big post about the Vikings second half. So
link in the bio. Hold on yours.
Yeah, MNSPORTS.
Yeah, don't forget the in front of it, though. That's important.
Oh, the. Okay.
Somebody already took the other one.
Yeah, those domain names, they're tough. But
we're going to pay them off.
Yeah, exactly. So, we're dead last in opposing field goal percentage. Opponents shoot over 50% through 2 weeks against us.
Yikes.
Which is a little startling. We were about 23rd in bench scoring with about 35 points, but our opponents average about the same amount of bench scoring as us. So, and then
I mean that's a tough stat with the Wolves because Thibodeau
exactly he grinds the starters hard. Yeah, so the bench like is playing well, but the amount of points they get isn't actually that significant. I feel.
And then our expected win loss is 5-6, and that's just basically a calculation based on your margin of victory, kind of adjusted for that. That'd be 22nd in the league. So I think there is kind of like a lucky streak right now, but maybe we're creating our own luck. So that could definitely be it. It's just hard for me when I tend to be a little more analytical to kind of to like look past the stats sometimes. But I think in this case we can.
Yeah, should get right against the Suns the next game, and then a trip to the Jazz to have another rematch with Rubio.
Mm-hmm.
And then a home game with the Spurs after that. So,
Spurs game's on a Wednesday, right?
I believe it is, yes.
College night.
Ooh, $10 college
night. The Spurs game is on the 15th.
RIP to the $5 college night.
Yeah.
Yes, seriously.
You guys still have your college IDs?
I do, and yes. Sandals, college ID does not have an expiration or like a any sort of marker of when we graduate.
Right.
Perfect.
Might have to take advantage
of that.
We
just have to look like we're 22 when we're like 30.
Yeah, maybe that shave before that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All for like $5 off.
I will go to great lengths to get $5 off.
Oh, we should like wear all like our St. Olaf swag. Just, like,
oh, yeah.
Be like decked. Like, let's be the most stereotypical like college students you can think of. Goodness. Like, be carrying a textbook too.
Like, overdue. Like, yeah. It doesn't help. So I really got to study.
Why do you have a calculus textbook with you?
Bring like some musical instruments. That's how they do it.
Is that a 12 pack of Natty Light?
Get in here, man. $5. That's it.
That's great. So that's all I've got from the Wolves. But overall, I'm pleased. And I think I read a lot of like the Wolves subreddit. If you ever want to see the most volatile reactions to a game, go to that place. We win a game and it's like to the moon. Like, we're going 82-0 and it's like, oh, we've already lost four games. So, and then you lose a game like to the Warriors, who are actually pretty good at basketball, and just everything.
Doom and gloom.
Everything comes crashing down.
That's hilarious. I feel like that's just the online way. Like, I look at YouTube comments of like,
oh, YouTube.
Any games.
YouTube comments is like,
it's cancer.
It is the bottom. It is the bottom.
It is the bottom of civilization.
Reddit at least has like discussion. Like, it's reactionary.
There's some productivity going on in Reddit.
YouTube will just be like just telling people to like fuck off if they like a certain, like,
it's just like, it could be like a video of like a baby laughing, and like some guy would be like, this baby sucks.
And it randomly has like 1,000 downvotes. Like, I'm sorry, do you have a problem with this? That's
great. Why are you having a discussion about the Holocaust right now? This is a baby video.
Oh, yes.
Just don't go on the internet.
Yeah.
Cool, let's close this thing up. Anything you guys are looking forward to this weekend, or just any thoughts in general? Shout out, maybe to what's your dog's name again?
Oh, Canute.
Canute.
What's up, Canute? She sponsored quite a few of our segments back at Wolf. Thanks for that.
That's a free shout out. I would say seasons. I'm a big winter guy, and as I say that, I know that's something that Minnesotans say just to like be able to get through it. But I actually do appreciate the seasons. So
this first cold burst is going to be rough for. Yes, it just always is, you know. Got to go get the bird's chest.
But it forces you to, like, relax and chill.
Yeah.
So, where do you stand on, like, wearing the jacket to work? Because, like, I spend so little time. Like, I get to my car, it's 10 steps away. And I get in a other, like, I get in the parking garage, it's 10 steps away from the entrance. It's like,
I'm never going to wear, like, winter gloves and a hat. I wear, like, a normal kind of coat.
Okay.
But not, like, a puffy winter jacket, like, I'm going sledding.
Trench coat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Let's go.
Yeah, because
I also worked with, like, a ton of nerds, so I can literally wear whatever I want to work.
Yeah, that's true.
But he's definitely not a nerd.
You would love it. I would love it.
I feel like I would have to wear, like, a classy jacket, which is...
My boss's boss the other day rolled in shorts like these, flip-flops, and a t-shirt, just because, like, he could. I probably couldn't do that, but, like...
So, no works in tech, and I work in... consulting, I guess.
No, that is what you do.
Yeah. The I guess was not necessary. Very different worlds.
I must say, like, the closing thoughts and the highs and lows are increasingly difficult now that we're in this adult life.
Yeah. It's tough because, like, usually we have, like, such, like, a common, like, consciousness, you know? Just, like, being on the same campus.
Full of hive mind.
Yeah, that's one way to put it. But, like, now it's just, like, yeah, not doing the exact same thing, not seeing each other every day, so.
Yeah, anything that deviates from the norm is basically what we got to go with. Grasping at straws here.
It's tough because, like, on the weekends my default would be, like, oh, my pod is having a party. I guess I'm going to be at a party. But, like, now my default is,
it's
like,
half, it's half planned for you kind of thing?
Yeah, it's just, like, right, it's no, like, that's, like, if I do no planning, like, that's what's going to happen. It's my default, you know? Mm-hmm. But now my default is, like, oh, I'm going to sit at home and watch basketball or a movie, which is great, but it's just, like, very different.
Mm-hmm. Might even, like, go to Costco, which is kind of exciting. Yeah.
Yeah, except for I do, like, all my grocery shopping online now.
Ooh, Instacart early.
I shouldn't say all. I don't know why I said that, but some of it I do.
Okay. You're trending towards it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Efficiency. Forward.
Yes.
Anything else?
I'm tapped out.
Vikes are back in action this week.
Ooh, Teddy off IR?
Teddy two gloves.
Teddy's,
yeah, he's on
Teddy's
the
gonna
team.
Be coming back. Yeah, could be Bradford to the IR.
A little trade.
Yeah,
a little inner team trade.
No, got to keep some people on the IR.
But he's not going to start this week.
No,
I don't think.
No, okay. No.
I feel like, yeah.
No, no.
In case we trust.
That's all I got.
Cool stuff. Let's sign off. Thanks for listening, you guys. Until next time.